Skype of Cthulhu presents Worm, Role-Playing in the Ice Age, Black Machiridus, by Emmanuel Roudier.
Okay, so someone want to... Let's first, someone catch us up on what happened last time. Give us a recap.
Our group of kids... nigh on adulthood, plus one old woman, were sent off. We were asked if we would be willing to go and collect some flint from the flint quarry. And we agreed. Winter is coming on, and there's one big hunt left to collect enough meat to really get us through the winter, and so we need more flint, so we went, and we the flint place was flooded. We managed to drain the swamp, so to speak, and find enough flint, and we also found a large, very large cat skull and some bones, and brought them back with us. And I believe we had just returned back to camp with our treasures when we ended last week.
That sounds about right. So, yes, I think pretty much where we ended was the four of you were returning to camp. You camped on the plain. A number of the tribe members were coming out to greet you, seeing you return. It is, of course, as it has been for most of the past five days that you've been gone, it is raining, yes. It is raining fairly heavily. It is cold. It is wet. You are all soaked, but you can see, you know, tribe members coming out to greet you. One of whom I think will be perhaps slightly more vocal than the others. Michael, would you like to introduce your character first of all? Who are you playing?
Yes, I. My name is Tadpole, and I'm a longman of. I don't know what to say for the tribe, and. I'm quite good at losing my temper, and I'm very fast. Great. So I'm also, it's also kind of a weakness of mine, but I'm very strong, and I just need help learning how to play like a team member, because I tend to be individualistic, which is frowned upon.
To be certain. So yes, just as background. So you are all members of the White Wolf Clan.
Okay, thanks.
And your clan is one of the many clans in the Totems Tribe. Although all the clans are kind of spread out across a pretty vast swath of area, most of the clans, you know, don't interact with each other that much. Special occasion and by accident. From time to time, that kind
of thing. Okay, and I'm 19 years of age.
Oh, another old one. That was exciting.
And so, you all, of course, recognize Tadpole. You know him. He's, you know, probably at the forefront of the group coming out to greet you. And so there we are in the rain.
Greetings.
Well, hello.
What do you have? What did you bring back?
Well, brought ourselves back, which is quite a something, but we did find flint, I believe, adequate. And you'd actually see, I believe one of us is wearing the, I don't remember who, but somebody's actually wearing the skull.
Oh, I think we tried to. That was actually my harebrained idea. Big.
Maybe we're dragging it on a sledge. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What is that? What is that skull?
It is
a stone lion. That I think Marla found it.
I did. I dug it out of the earth when I was looking for flint.
Oh, isn't so it you amazing?
You didn't kill it.
No.
Dead for since long before we were alive.
Maybe the shaman knows something about it.
We do hope somebody knows something, yeah.
There seems to be a spirit attached to it.
Hmm.
Is the shaman or any of the wise, I forgot what it is, like a council? Are they out before us when we return?
So among the groups, so, you know, there's some of the, in addition to Tadpoles, probably, you know, kind of out front there, you know, some of the younger children, you know, have run out to take some of the flint and help carry it back, you know, the last 100 meters or so. You can see, you know, as you're looking, you know, at camp, you can see that, you know, there's a bit of an uproar. You know, people are calling out, "Ah, oh, they're back." Wolf Fang, the clan hunt leader, and both of the shamans, Tawny and White Paws, emerge from their various huts and kind of wave their, you know, not wave, they raise their hands in greeting, but they're not coming out to meet you. They're, you know, waiting for you to get there, since you have to get there anyway.
Appropriate.
Can I help you guys carry anything?
Yes, it's quite heavy.
Okay, let me help. I'm quite strong.
Get everything back to camp. The flint is pretty quickly divvied up. You know, as I said, some of the, you know, younger children will grab it and carry it to camp and help there, and then, you know, the adults will, you know, pretty quickly kind of divvy the flint up amongst all the clan members, you know, and it just kind of disappears into individual and family huts, and, you know, you can very quickly hear, you know, the recognizable sound of flint being worked. Each of you is left with some flint, you know, right? You know, it's kind of expected that everyone's going to, you know, be involved in making tools of various sorts.
If only the food, yeah.
Whatever you individually need. You know, so it's not like 100% of the flint is disappeared and been taken from you. You know, but they, you know, I mean, the clan is pretty practiced at this, right? You know, everyone kind of just instinctively knows, you know, what the even distribution is to each individual or each family, and so that's what you have left, in addition to your skull, which doesn't garner a whole lot of comment right away, but you can see people kind of looking at it, looking at you, you know, raising an eyebrow, you know, but they'll, you know, wait till you know, you would expect that they're, you know, waiting for, you know, nightfall around the fire, or, you know, some other more opportune time to engage in conversation and find out what this marvelous treasure that you brought back is.
During the day, then, before it gets there, I'm a little disappointed that this hasn't made us look any better. Could I use my Majesty of the Aurochs for social gain to kind of loudly discuss how amazing it is and how it's never been seen before and how it's, you know, we're all great, you know, hunters who've gone above and beyond and things like that.
Go right ahead, make a roll for that.
Okay.
Can it, you know, intentionally telling everyone, yeah, we found that. That's what, right?
Yeah.
They're,
yeah.
Look at how awesome.
Yeah. Sort of thinking about a role, a thing to detach myself from the egoism of it.
Oh man, I am looking out for all of us, and I see.
Tadpole would like to yell at people to be quiet and pay attention to you guys.
Nice. Is it 2d6 plus the 1 dice or 3d6? I'm sorry, I don't have it in my notes.
2d6 plus your 1d6 bonus, so 3d6.
Okay. That is 11.
Yep, you know, you can certainly brag and boast and start wanting to tell the story. You know, mostly, again, you know, people are focused on, you know, we need to get this stuff made, so they're not standing around listening to you.
Sure, right? Sure.
You know, but as they kind of look at the skull and they look at you, and you know, you give them your little your little elevator pitch about how you found the skull, and you know how hard work it was, and you know what a great job you did pulling it out. You know, they kind of nod in appreciation, and yeah, you're good job, right?
Can they hear Marla's eyes rolling?
Probably. Probably. The Wolfang does.
Great, I have never seen. Sorry.
Wolfang does, you know, come up to you. Wonderful job. Okay, excellent Hall of Flint. And I see you've brought something else back. What is this?
It's a stone lion skull or cat. We are hoping that the shaman can tell us more about it.
Yes, we have honored the spirits of this creature with fire, and I don't know, I forget if we sacrificed anything, and to cleanse it before we brought it back, and we hope that it brings the Wolffang clan, or the White Wolf clan, much good luck.
I believe you did sacrifice a rabbit to it.
You did.
At least,
As I said, kind of, you know, both Tawny and White Paws are there as well. Tawny will step up. Yes, I would very much be interested. Would you bring the stone lion, you said?
I believe, yes. I believe I've heard a story, Shaman, from before, of a creature that that must be the stone lion. You can see its fangs, and I talk about how it's, you know, lion-like in appearance and made out of stone, and try to kind of add to my story just a little bit how I may have heard about that before, and but mainly leaving it a little bit more open now than when I was pretending to be so sure out there amongst the kids.
Oh, that's quite a story, Eukla. Would you be willing to bring your skull to Crescent Moon? Perhaps we could have a look at it.
Yes, in fact, the mighty tadpole here is assisting us in moving it around. I'm sure the Crescent Moon isn't too far away for a strong one like him.
Nope, she has.
Oh, I definitely love to accompany you guys.
Please, let's come. Wolfang, excellent. Please do share whatever you find. And then he goes off to deal with preparations for the upcoming hunt. Tawny and White Paws lead you to a hut that you know well, Crescent Moon's hut. They call out to her, and you hear her from inside. Yes, come in. And they hold the flap open so you can all enter. Are you all going, or are some of you going to go work some flint?
Think we could do both, right?
But you have all day.
Yeah.
Work a little flint while
sitting in the tent where it's not raining. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Getting out of the rain sounds like a good deal. Plus, I look forward to hearing Gukla talk about how he found the thing and Mm-hmm. Watch your face just twist more and more.
I'm making sure to share the credit around in case I go down. We all will. You know.
would Ukula be willing to trade a rabbit foot for a piece of flint so that I could work on a piece of flint?
I think everyone has flint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep. You've certainly been left your share of the flint as well.
Okay, great.
So you go into Crescent Moon's hut, and Tawny and White Paws kind of sit on either side of her. You arrange yourselves around her hut there. With the, are you gonna like place the skull in front of you, or is somebody gonna hold on to it, or?
We have to place it in the middle so that everybody can look at it.
Crescent Moon kind of looks at it for a moment. My, that is remarkable. What is the story? You found this. Which of you found this?
I kind of look at Ukla and raise my hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I can maybe try to make us look better in front of the Crescent Moon if no one interrupts me or whatever, and try to say, yes, you know, why is Marla found it? And while we were there, you know, clever Durgs was able to undam the river so that we could dig for the flint, and Turok was able to keep us fed as we continued, and then Marla found it on the second day.
Remarkable. And where did you find it? How did this come to be? She's just looking at you, Marla.
It was buried in the bank of the river where we were digging for flint. And I was just digging, and it came loose. I believe we found some vertebrae, too.
Wow. That's amazing.
As Crescent Moon is talking, you can see on either side of her, Tawny and White Paws. They both have their eyes closed, and they're kind of, you know, rocking, and you can see their lips, you know, just barely moving. You know, they're both in a trance, communing with the spirits.
Cool.
And why did you bring this remarkable skull back to the clan?
Well, that was Ukla's idea.
The first time Ukla looks a little nervous.
This is quite a trophy, Ukla. Do you believe this will win you a wife?
Oh, any kind of blushes, or maybe pretends to blush and look down for a moment. I think the credit should be spread around. It was as we had hoped.
Share a wife.
Sure. Well, I don't know. We don't know much about the long men traditions here, but
That's true.
No, that's not a thing that's done.
Yeah, yeah. I will mention again how it was Turok's idea to sacrifice to his spirit to appease it, and you know, it's a. I of course hope for a wife someday, but that would be the. I'm guessing anyway that it's not all up to me. Especially from what she said.
It is not all up to you.
Okay, yeah. So,
you know, there's another party involved in that transaction.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that if, you know, Crescent Moon was asking about it, if she was, you know, in charge of matchmaking or whatever. Yep.
Nope. The implication was, you know, do you think this is going to make you, you know, important enough in the eyes of the clan?
Right.
That they would justify, you know, a marriage to someone, and, you know, would that someone now be suddenly interested in you because you've brought this remarkable
gotcha. Well, back? at the idea of being important enough to the clan, I certainly would, while still trying to be humble, make myself sound a little more important than other people. I have ambitions, after all. What was that?
Could Ukla and Marla's and Turok and Darg's work bring us good fortune in the hunt? It seems like it could be a hunting animal, and could that help us in the hunt?
Tani, White Paws, what do you say? They both, you know, kind of stop for a moment. They open their eyes. Yes, there is a spirit here. I'm not sure. It's a very powerful spirit. It may well prove useful, but perhaps useful in the sense that a knife is useful. It can also be dangerous if used wrong. Marla, what is your opinion on the subject?
Well, a tool is a tool, and we should use the tools to the benefit of all of us and to our best of our abilities.
Well spoken. And Dargs, what do you have to say on the subject?
Oh, I follow Marla in all things.
I see.
She was the one who found it, so it must be hers to decide what to do with it.
It is curious and interesting. I don't have much to say about it. I'm not sure how it will be useful, but a spirit may protect us, or who knows what kind of spirit it is.
Well, Tadpole, what do you suggest we do with it? Where should it be kept? Do we bury it before the clan fire? Do we mount it on a pole outside for all to see? Perhaps Ukla should take it into his hut.
I'm not
sure
about this.
What is your opinion on the subject, Tadpole?
I'm a little bit disappointed that you don't see how this is going to help us, because it's a creature of prey. It's going to, or it's a predator. It's going to help us, right? I have limited intelligence, but I think this is going to help us. I'm just trying to role play someone who's zealous. Yep. And a little bit stubborn and not super bright.
Makes perfect sense.
See, the rest of us just do that natively, but I'm glad to see you with role play.
Yes, years of experience.
So I think that this is going to bring a spirit that's going to help us. So I applaud you. Thank you so much for bringing this back to us.
Crescent Moon looks at Ukla. Well, you seem to have taken a certain amount of responsibility for the skull. What do you believe should be done with it?
I will clear my voice and stand a little taller with Tadpole's words as comfort. And I will say, if it is the swill of the clan, I would be honored to have the skull in my tent and be its keeper.
Any objections?
No.
No, go for it.
I would happily make you a support or some presentation for it over the winter when we have time, as we are sitting in our camp under the snow.
Turok, you are a good friend.
Materials.
Okay.
I think maybe Tadpole is correct, and it should accompany us on our hunt.
Wow. Then we'll need a nicer sledge.
Well, I would try to earn that honor. I'm very strong. Did I mention that?
Daily, I'm sure.
That's all I talk about.
So, you know, Crescent Moon kind of sits back. You know, she's clearly done talking. She's always available to be, spoken with, but, she's clearly done with the subject as far as she's concerned. Tawny and White Paws get up and they make their way out of the hut.
I sort of look around and look outside at the rain and slowly stand up and head back out.
It sounds like we have, like individual huts or something like that when she mentioned maybe I should put it in mine. Is that
so? Not individual,
mm-hmm.
But family groups and small communal ones, right? So, mm-hmm. It is perfectly within reason that the five of you would all be sharing a hut.
Oh, is it your plural?
Ah, okay.
I might not have agreed so quickly if I had.
Yeah, so I don't probably have a really big hut for a giant skull thing. I mean, unless we put a table on it or something, or
a coffee table.
A little coffee table thing,
Would it be, like, disrespectful to, if it's that small, to, like, mount it in front of the hut as a decoration? They did say keep it, in your hut, but I don't know if that would be within the...
Nope. Yeah, I mean, it's, the social implication is, you do with, they're not going, they're obviously not going to tell you what to do with it, right? It's, mm-hmm. Your decision, you guys collectively, mm-hmm. regardless, right? But the implication was that, they're just fine with you doing whatever you want to with it.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to suggest then that we place it outside, perhaps on top of something so that all can see it as a bit of advertising as our importance.
Okay. I think the four of you should all take, what are those main, the big teeth?
Oh, from the...
You should all take a tooth and put it around your necks. Proudly display it.
But then we damage
like
it.
Yeah, it might be more fearsome if we leave them in. It's a good idea though. Perhaps one of these smaller bones, a vertebra, could be kept as a what do you call them? Good luck thing in a bag.
Does it have
totem?
Does it have horns?
It does not. No.
Okay.
So yeah, that actually sounds like a good idea. If Turok's got some time to kill, maybe I'll ask if he could make me a small bag for a little bone totem or something. When you have time.
He has a stack of flint that needs working, but I'm sure.
Oh yes. Yeah. No rush. No
plenty
rush.
Of spare time to.
At some point, I will have time.
So you do know, of course, that the expectation is that the reindeer hunt will be in the coming few days. Mm-hmm. General character knowledge of the way this would work, right? So there's a large herd of reindeer that are in the area, and periodically at different times of the year, they migrate across the land, right? So it is perfectly within reason that the clan, could just go out and hunt them, run them down, get the spears out, spear a few, and call it a day. That is not the preferred method for hunting reindeer, however, because it's dangerous and it's tiring. And you know, it's a little questionable as to how successful that will be. The preferred method for hunting reindeer is that so you have a couple scouts who are always with the reindeer herd, right? And they'll occasionally rotate back in. You know, one will come back into camp, and another one, and someone else will go out to help scout the reindeer herd. And the reason that you do that is first, so you know where they are, but second, during their migration, they have to cross a river that's nearby, and so you know there's not a whole lot of places that they can do that. And so the preferred method for hunting reindeer is that the scouts would alert the clan in a like a day or two before they believe that the herd is going to cross the river at one of the shallows, so that the hunters can get to that. And the hunters means, you know, near pretty much every able-bodied person in the clan, right? Can get to that spot and effectively lay traps and snares and capture the reindeer that way. Much safer, much more efficient, you know, using these big tool-making brains of the longmen.
So maybe it would make sense then for me to in the way of these things to trade.
Sounds good.
Trade some time of working stone for working snares.
By and large, that's the kind of thing you would do on site.
Yeah, okay.
Assuming the scouts are doing their job properly, you know, they'll come and say, you know, yeah, we expect them to cross in 2 or 3 days' time. Wolfang will, you know, immediately lead everyone out to, you know, the shallows, you know, and so you would have a day or two there specifically just to set up, right?
Okay.
And get ready. So that's not a particular concern now.
I will join with the trackers, taking, you know, making sure I take my turn out and.
Yep. Everyone does. You know, again, nearly, you know, pretty much every able-bodied person ends up, you know, with a turn where you're, you know, out of the, you know, 32 people in the clan, there's, you know, 20, you know, able-bodied hunters, 20 or so able-bodied hunters, and there's, you know, there's at least two scouts that are out with the reindeer herd for basically like a week's shift, right? So, you know, they're kind of rotating on this long schedule. But as far as today goes, you all, of course, have some flint to work. You can all start working some flint. Why don't you all give me some flint working tools? Tools. Yeah.
Rolls.
You know, rolls. That's the word. That's the word we
know
do
what
here.
You're saying. That was just 2d6 for me.
So with the 9. Oh, yeah. Does anything add to
9.
No, I do. I believe we have no master flint workers among us.
Sounds right.
I'm sorry. Am I supposed? I don't. I'm not familiar with what.
I roll 2d6.
Okay. And roll high if you have a choice.
Yep.
I rolled 6.
So the flint that everyone that the team brought back is very good quality flint. So you can all add a +1 to your roll.
Ooh, bumps me to an 11. And?
Do you mean one number or
yes, a just plus dice? One.
Okay,
plus one number.
Okay, yes.
So I rolled a 7.
Okay. Yep. So with 7 or more, you're all able to make some very nice javelin and spear tips, shiny and new and sharp. In addition to some blades and scrapers and. Kind of spend the rest of the afternoon working the flint. That evening, as the rain continues to fall, I assume you're all pretty much probably just staying in your hut because it is kind of wet and rainy. You know, is anyone going to go out and socialize or
I feel, stay in where it's dry. I feel a little jealous of Marlo's javelin.
You know, you're so strong, Tadpole. You'd be better off with this javelin.
Oh, thank you.
One that you can just push into something.
Can you teach me how to make a better javelin? Because mine are just satisfactory.
It's the quality of the flint. I had the first pick.
I just am not as good at this as you. So in the future, maybe you could show me.
Sure.
No, I assume we had a long day getting here.
Yeah.
And then moving things around and having to cart that skull over to this tent and back to this tent because Ukla wanted to show it off. So I think I'm going to bed.
Sound a little bitter there.
Oh, just a little? I need to try harder then.
And I imagine that we're probably ravenously hungry like 99% of the time.
Not ravenously. You have enough food stocks at the moment. It is autumn. You know, it's okay. The cold season is not here yet. So you have a fair amount of food stocks, plus the occasional small game. And so that's the reason for the reindeer hunt coming up is to supply the clan with enough food to make it through the upcoming cold season.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So as the night falls, excuse me, evening comes on, Dargs is about to turn in. Wolfang kind of comes to the door of the hunt and says, be ready. We need to leave for the hunt in the morning. One of the scouts has returned. They believe the reindeer will be crossing the river in 2 days' time.
Awesome. I will definitely sleep well then.
Mm-hmm. We'll need our strength tomorrow. That sounds excellent.
Good timing.
Great. Night falls. Unless someone has something specific they want to do, I'll bed in for the night, get a good night's sleep.
Get some shaving cream and put it under Dard's nose.
Get some warm water. Put a hand in it.
There you go.
That kind of hut. Of course it is.
Move to a different hut.
it took a long time to make warm water out here, but it was worth it.
Can I get everyone to roll me 2d6? I think somebody, Marla, I think you can have you can make a 3d6 roll on this.
Okay. Is this for exhaustion or?
Nope.
Okay.
12.
Harold, 6.
4.
7.
8 for me.
Let's see. So, Turok, Marla, and what did you roll, Michael?
I rolled 6.
Okay. And Steve, you got?
8.
8. Okay. So, yeah. So, Turok, Marla, and Ukla. At some point in the middle of the night, the three of you are woken up as there is a commotion outside. Outside meaning generally in the camp. Not a loud commotion, right? Not like people screaming their heads off and screaming bloody murder and running to and fro. But you can definitely hear a couple footsteps and some hushed voices. And as you kind of, wipe the sleep away from your eyes and, maybe even roll over, what's that going on? You hear the voice, you hear a woman cry out.
Oh.
That sounds like a throw your animal skin on and step outside kind of thing.
Yeah, grab a knife and go.
Mm-hmm.
Nudge a tadpole and who else is still sleeping?
Darks, yeah.
Darks. Oh. He's so cute when he's sleeping.
Up to Tadpole and Dargs if you want to if you want to be woken up or not, or just roll over and go back to sleep.
I think it's up to them to wake us up.
Waking you up. It's a question of whether you get up.
Yeah. Get up.
I definitely want to know what's going on.
Yep. As you step outside the hut, you can see there are not sort of every member of the clan, but a number of them have gotten up and are standing out just outside the doors to their various huts. It is still raining, of course. But you can see they're all kind of looking in a particular direction. And from the direction that they're looking, you can see they're all looking at a particular hut that's kind of more towards the center of the camp. And you can hear there's definitely a woman crying out from inside that hut. And you see one of the clan members has kind of run to Tawny's hut, and then just a moment later kind of Tawny emerges and jogs back with him and disappears into the hut from which the scream is emanating. You all immediately know, of course, whose hut it is. It's not like this is a secret or anything. And it is coming from the hut of one of the currently pregnant women in camp.
Would this be... I guess that all depends. I was about to say, if this seems to be a more kind of desperate or than usual kind of sound, but I guess that, again, everyone's different. So I kind of look around and worry. Are there other people kind of walking around as well?
Yeah, like say, nearly the whole clan has kind of come out, some with, some kind of, trying to shield some torches or brands from the rain and, kind of whispering in groups to each other, mm-hmm. Kind of watching, waiting to see what happens and listening to the sound.
I'll go join one of the groups of women and see if it's early or if this seems about the right time.
Ah, Marla. No, it is early. It is very early.
Oh. She just kind of looks down. Is it her first child? Do I know?
You would know. The answer is yes. After a few minutes, the screaming, crying stops. And then a few minutes later, Tawny comes out of the hut, and he has a small bundle of something kind of cradled in his arms. And some of the older women kind of, immediately just rush past him into the hut, and you can hear some sobbing from inside. And Tawny takes his bundle, and White Paws comes and joins him and looks at him. You can see Tawny just kind of shake his head, and the two of them kind of turn and walk out past the edge of the camp.
Does the baby seem like it's moving or crying?
You did not hear anything. You have not heard a baby crying.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Do we, is this a When there's a new baby born, is it usually like raised high and displayed, something like the Lion King or something like that? Or is this kind of like if the mother were dead, would they take it off? Like, I'm worried about the mother, but right now I'm worried about the bundle.
It's not Lion King, right?
Right.
But it is certainly in the course of a normal birth, you know, there's absolutely cause for celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've all seen a few births. You would see, whichever shaman was attending, so there's a couple elder women who act as midwives, and then one of the shamans would be there as well, and kind of after, the child is born, he would come out, he would be smiling, kind of a general cheer would go up, and this is not that.
You know what? Maybe I'm concerned enough to follow anyway. I mean, if it's not that, maybe there is something wrong with the child as well.
Are you following stealthily, or are you just following? Are you trying not to be seen, or are you?
I think just following. I mean, I don't know that I would be waved off, and also if I try to hang back, I'm not going to get a look at the two-headed baby or something, the bad omen, or hopefully no bad omen. So I think this openly kind of coming over.
So yeah, they see you following, and White Paws kind of looks in your direction, and the two of them stop, and White Paws kind of gives you, a nod, go ahead, please come join us.
Okay, I do so. I do so, and I say, well, does he say anything to me as I walk up?
He does not. He hands you a digging stick.
A digging stick. Oh. And can I take a look at, kind of hang my head? Can I take a glance at the child or what's left of it?
It is. You cannot see the child itself. Clearly, there is a small body wrapped in, in a leather skin, completely. Mm-hmm. But you can see, a fair bit of blood stain. Mm-hmm. On the leather.
Yeah.
So the three of you kind of walk out, quite a ways away from camp, and White Paws and Tawny will kind of stop and give you the nod, clearly expecting mm-hmm. you came, so you're digging, right?
Yeah.
And wait for you to dig a sufficient hole.
Mm-hmm.
Tawny places the bundle in it. They push dirt on top of it, kind of cover it over. Lay a hand on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there in silence for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
They turn and walk back towards the camp.
Okay. On the way back, I will, being respectful and solemn and everything as well, but after the unfortunate
business, they'll actually start conversation.
Oh, great, great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for assisting us with that most unpleasant task.
Of course, it's the duty of the clan to look after the clan. It seems to be a terrible night. Tell me, it was Tawny who was in, right? Tell me what. What happened this evening?
The baby came too early. Too small, too weak. He never took his first breath.
And the mother?
She will need to rest. She has bled much, but I believe she will recover.
It was a loss, to be sure.
While Ukla is out on the unpleasant task, the rest of you back in camp, is there anything y'all want to be doing, wish to be doing, could be doing?
Sleeping? Yeah.
Going back to bed?
Yeah, not much to be done here, so yeah.
Okay.
Seems like, yeah.
Eventually, Ookla makes it back as well.
I assume that spirituality or religion of some sort would be go hand in hand here. There would be some kind of ritual that would be done for the baby spirit.
So you would know that it's pretty much already been done, right? The you know, it's what the shamans went out to do. You know, this kind of thing is unfortunately it's certainly not common by any stretch of the imagination. You know, but it has been known to happen. You know, in the whatever needs to be done, the shamans have already done.
Understood.
Well, apparently the shamans and Ookla, I should say. As he returns. Eventually you would all... unless there's something in particular that someone wants to be doing, make your way back to sleep. Wake up in the morning. You would get the news that the mother is, you know, you would get the same news that Ookla got. You know, the mother is weak. She will need to rest for a while, but she is okay. And meanwhile, White Claw, Wolf Fang, God, I hate that name, starts calling everyone together to head out to the shallows in the river to prepare for the reindeer hunt.
All right. I will be part of that party.
Yeah, just a thing to maybe lift our spirits, take our mind off things.
The expectation is you would all be, right? You're all able-bodied, strong, healthy. Yeah, you know, like I say, pretty much everyone, you know, every able-bodied man or woman is expected to go out and join in the hunt. You know, the young, even... not the youngest children, of course, that would be ridiculous, but you know, many of the young children would even join, you know, because they can serve as runners and assistants and things of this nature.
Sounds good.
Yeah, rainy Let's day, go. Reindeer, rivers.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes about half a day to get out to the site. Like I say, it's not a huge river, but it's, you know, big enough that, you know, for most of the river, you know, it's deep enough or rapid enough that, you know, the reindeer can't cross it. So there's, you know, a shallows, right? Where the river kind of widens out and shallows out and a number of sandbars. And this is kind of where the reindeer would cross. Wolfang kind of divides everyone up into hunting teams, you know, expected to kind of lay out their own traps and snares and, you know, you're kind of spread out over a pretty good size area, right? So it's not like everyone is working, you know, in the same, you know, 500 feet or something, you know, kind of outside on both sides of the river. Right? You can't trap reindeer in the middle of the river. That would be ridiculous. Kind of up to you guys if you all want to be one hunting team or if you want to split into two teams.
Ooh. Together.
I think Tadpole would like to prove himself, being kind of a new guy in the group, and so he would be very eager to show my strength that I would keep talking about and my strength of the bear and fury of the lion.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I would like to. I would like to do whatever it is that would be most fitting, which is probably try to show off to the largest number of people. So I would like to keep it one party.
That's a good argument.
All right.
Any counter arguments there?
No.
Not for me. I think, at least on my part, despite ribbing Dargs, I think we're all pretty good friends. We live in the same tent. I'm happy to go with everyone again.
Okay. Can I get some trap and snare building rolls?
Ooh, it's going to be Turok again.
I'm going to... leather skills on this one.
I got a measly 4.
6.
10.
There you go.
Woo!
13.
Ooh.
There we go. And Deadpool?
I'm sorry. I was muted. I got a 6.
Okay. So yeah, you all kind of spread out into, so for the hunt, Wolfang takes a little more control than he normally would, right? Just because this thing, these things have to be, kind of organized and led, So he dispatches the 5 of you to a particular section on the far side of the river, and you guys. Take care of this area. And you kind of spread out amongst yourselves and around that area, and each start building some traps and snares. And Turok, would you give me a second roll?
Sure, just 2d6.
No, you can add your bonus to this one as well.
All right, 7.
Okay, so kind of by the time evening comes, you have a moment, you're able to go check some of the others' work. some of it is not up to scratch. Yeah, some people need some remedial help on their snare building, apparently.
All right. Well, I will use my grace of the swan to make sure I do that without giving offense, if possible.
Okay. You can probably get at least one or two of them, repaired, improved slightly. Don't have enough time, as the light fades to sure. Fix everyone's mistakes, but.
No. Well, I was thinking also that it may be a matter of talking to people about how they might do it differently tomorrow.
Yep. As the just as the sun is about to go down, Wolfang kind of calls everyone back together to set up a camp. A little temporary camp for the hunters, under some trees, just in case someone wanted to build a shelter for the night. I don't know.
I want to build a fire.
Yeah, where's our shelter builder?
Yeah.
Get of all this cold working in the rain.
Building a shelter, yeah.
River.
Get a fire going.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you all that I did not do well in my hunt today. I'm very disappointed.
I rolled an 8 for a shelter.
I got 15 fire.
Yep. The very nice bonfire there under the trees. Keep everyone warm and some extra overhang. Keep the rain out. It has been a day of pretty hard work. Building all the traps and snares for when the reindeer show up. So you all kind of drop away to sleep pretty quickly. Give me some cold survival rolls. And you can all have a +3 for the nice fire and a +1 for the nice shelter. So that's +4 total.
11.
13.
10.
11.
Great. 11.
21.
Yeah. There you go. Somebody likes it cold.
You pass a nice, comfortable, warm, cozy night. Wake the next morning. And you see, as you get up, you know, you see, you know, kind of the other hunters starting to get up, and you can kind of see on the edge of, you know, your little camp, you see Wolfang and someone you recognize as one of the scouts, one of the people who is currently scouting the reindeer herd, are having a confab and appear to be upset.
Oh.
Well, I will wander over and see what that's all talking about. That seems interesting.
What do you mean they pass? How could they pass? How could they get past? How did you lose track of it? We don't know. We had the herd under watch. We went to sleep. We woke up. They were gone. The tracks lead across the crossing. And Wolfang kind of rouses the entire hunting group and says, somehow we've lost track of the herd. They have crossed the river already.
Now, when they cross the river, is that back towards where we're from, or that's away from us?
It's kind of at an parallel.
Okay.
Right? So it's not like they're going straight towards, you know, the main camp. Mm-hmm. Nor are they going straight away from it. They're, you know, kind of crossed parallel to it, the way the geography would work out.
But I guess we would have to cross the camp in order to get, and cross the river in order to follow them.
Yes.
And the river, our camp is on this side of the river, and now the reindeer are on the other side of the river.
That is correct.
How did we not notice their tracks?
You can make some tracking rolls.
Does this seem magically impossible? 6 for me.
14.
8.
Marla, and I think that was Ukla. And a number of the others are, you know, kind of pointing this, number of the other hunters are pointing this out as well. There are some very fresh, very obvious reindeer prints around the river shallows. It's obvious that a reindeer herd came through here last night.
So did they trigger none of our traps whatsoever?
That is correct.
And does it seem something, again, I use the word, I think, magically impossible, by which I mean, it sounds like we're not right on the scene, but would we have heard, like, the thunder or the sounds? I don't know what sound they make. It's not neighing or something, or reindeer, but things like that, would that be expected?
You certainly wouldn't have necessarily expected to hear a herd of reindeer, you know, but... Mm-hmm. For this scout, but it is definitely, let's not say unbelievable. That might be the wrong way to phrase it. It seems strange that the scouts would have completely misjudged the herd that badly.
But not like impossible, where it's like a terrible omen or something.
Yeah, but not
it
like
has not happened in our 16 long years of being members of the tribe.
I don't like the way you put
of
that
which
one.
We remember.
Several of which you remember, yeah.
Well, if you want to know anything, you should ask a 16-year-old.
This is true. So Wolfang kind of calls out, there's nothing for it. We have to run the herd down and do a running hunt.
Well, we need that meat
to make it through the winter, to make it through the cold season.
Yep.
Come, gather everything. Let us be off.
Yeah.
You can blame it on Tadpole.
And so,
kind of I know someone who will be happy to carry things, to carry the elk back. So that's all good.
I'll definitely help with that.
Stamp out the fire, grab up what tools were brought, and everyone heads out at a jog, crossing the river to chase down a herd of reindeer. Come on, everyone, give me some running tests.
Ooh.
Is the sound of the reindeer deafening? Kind of like thunder?
No, you can't hear them. You can't hear them. You can see their tracks. You know, they went that way. You know, they can't have more than 6 hours head start on us. We just got to go catch up to them.
Do we think my ability to dance is helpful in not falling in the river?
Falling in the river is not a problem.
This is an endurance type test, not a
Correct.
So
running endurance.
Can we add speed to the horse?
Yes. So if you have speed of the horse, you're rolling 3d6.
Rolling 8.
If you're
an 11.
It's not going to help you at all. You have 5.
9.
I heard a 5 from Ukla?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You can lose a point of stamina.
Oh. Well, that's not too bad, right?
You're generally able to keep, maybe falling back a little bit from, some of the stronger runners, but you're definitely, winded. As by midday, you can see, the herd off in the distance. And Wolfang starts calling out orders, breaking the hunters back up into, your groups, and sending them off. You guys go that way. 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 My group, we're going this way. Take what you can. Meet back here before nightfall.
All right.
Teenagers were used to being told that. Be back before dinner.
The five of you head off in your particular direction, for which there are a number of reindeer.
And we're still together, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And unless the five of you want to split up.
Nah.
No, I still haven't proven myself yet, so I would like to.
You haven't proven yourself so disastrous yet that we need to.
Yeah. I get the feeling that if someone ever strays too far, Tadpole's like, no, come on over here, don't go too far.
I'm not playing my character very well because I'm actually supposed to be. My weakness is individualistic, which is apparently a huge no-no.
Why don't you all give me some hunting tests?
Mm-hmm. Will my nose of the wolf help me with this?
It would certainly help. Yeah, you can use that to help, narrow down. We should go after that one kind of thing.
7.
7.
We'll sneak up on them and seduce them into my... what are we hunting with? We're hunting with spears and
spears,
stuff, right?
Yep.
It's a 6 for me.
13. Nine. The bonus die.
13.
Okay. You're able to come upon, one reindeer and bring it down with your spears. It doesn't take too long. Ookla, you can take another lose another point of stamina as the reindeer kind of kicks out and, you know, catches you a glancing blow.
Oh yeah, no.
My mind is not on this. I'm really worried about that skull and the ramifications now. Not my best day.
Why don't you all make another hunting test roll?
They're 9.
15.
10.
All right.
5.
Five.
It's the javelin. It's her sharp javelin.
Do you have to, I guess, call for either the XP or the mana before you roll, or is that the
kind yes? Of...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I might be doing that pretty soon, just throwing that out.
I think, Dargs, you got a kind of low roll there?
A 5, yeah.
Yeah, okay. you can also lose a point of stamina. Along with Ookla, you can lose another point of stamina as the 5 of you bring down another reindeer. Give me just 1 second here. Need to send out... I have some messages for you.
Mm.
So this one has a strange glowing nose. Oh, no.
The one we just killed.
Have been taunted mercilessly.
I noticed the others weren't playing any of their games with it.
That's not fun.
That's why we killed it.
We're not on the island, Misfit Toys. would strength of the bear apply to a hunt?
What is strength of the bear? Remind me, I don't have it in front of me.
Strength of the bear is the spirit of the bear gives the character a tremendous strength. He's granted 1d6 bonus for all his tests of pure physical strength, such as lifting, pushing, pulling heavy things, and gains 1d6 bonus to all the damage he inflicts in combat.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Okay, there's a message for you, Tadpole. Let's see, who else? There's a message for Marla. Let's see, how about Dargs? Let's get you a message, because it's exciting.
Ooh.
That's Dargs. Who else? We got Turok and Ookla left, right? So Turok, let me find you. Where are you? There you are.
Jim, how are you sending these messages?
Skype chat.
If you look at, if you back out of the individual chats on the left side where it says new chat, meet now, you'll have a recent chat thing.
And last but not least, Ookla. Oops, back to Skype, please, Jim. There we go. Steve.
Just like the sports teams, always last.
Do we have, what is our guardian spirit?
The wolf.
Okay. Unfortunately, individualistic character draws.
There.
Guardian spirit despises individualistic characters, so I'm despised by our guardian spirit.
That's right, the wolf and the individual.
Okay, you guys have yourselves a couple reindeer in pretty short order. Why don't you all give me another hunting test?
12.
9.
12. Come on, Steve. Use the mana.
Don't use it, Steve. It's too early.
The XP are the same thing, right?
You can burn an XP to add a D6, yes.
Can I burn 4 mana on the same? No.
What?
Just kidding. We'll throw down one of those XP. And see if we get something. There we go. 10.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. You can all, very there. Quickly and very easily bring down a third reindeer. As the afternoon passes. And maybe time for one more, even.
Ooh. Our hunting has been very successful.
13.
Oh, only a 9 that time.
9.
12.
6.
We need to get a new flint.
Coming down to my level, Marlo.
Shifted on the bone.
I think I heard a 6 from Ookla.
Yes.
You can lose another point to stamina as you're kind of rough and tumble with the fourth reindeer, but between the 5 of you, you're able, through the afternoon, as the sun is starting to set, it's kind of time to head back, as Wolfang indicated. You have 4 dead reindeer.
We'll try to console Ookla, let him know that not all wives pick husbands based on their hunting ability,
he's got a good cake. To see Tadpole carry 4 reindeer carcasses.
Yeah. Stack them up.
Wow. I can carry 3.
You are very strong.
Let me tell you about it sometime.
And stubborn, too. So I bet you can carry 4 if we taught you enough.
Yes. I bet he can't carry 4.
Oh, I better be, because I'm despised by our spirit animal. That's so depressing.
Just have to show that spirit animal that you're worth it.
Yeah, I'll try.
Your boss.
So as you, with the sun going down, you kind of, you drag your trophies back to meet up with the others. You can see the other hunters approaching. As they are coming towards you, make some kind of spotting, perception, seeing things test.
Wow, that is 3 double sixes in a row.
Whoa.
Really going to suffer later.
I rolled a 3.
7.
7.
What's the number? Well,
Tadpole is doing most of the carrying, so he's probably not really paying attention.
No.
He's got those reindeer right in front of him. Like I said, those 2 arms and.
So as you're seeing the other, the other groups kind of approach, you notice that none of them have any reindeer.
None.
And in fact, many of them look beat up, kind of bloodied, wounded, almost to a man.
Oh, no.
Even worse than Ookla is.
Oh, no.
there's some that are kind of cradling a broken arm, big gash in the forehead, lots of blood stain. And one of the groups is actually carrying someone.
Oh no, man or a woman?
A man.
Oh, do we know him?
And as the groups come together, yes, you do. It is Wolfang.
No.
I was worried you were going to say that.
Oh no.
It has happened. How did the hunt go so wrong?
Is he, can we, someone investigate if he's alive, or?
Anyone would care to make a medicine kind of test? test.
Would wisdom sound like something?
Yes.
We can't just ask the person carrying him.
I hope so, because those are terrible three dice. It's only five looking at it.
He is alive. He is unconscious. He is very pale. He has lost a lot of blood. He has a compound fracture in one of his legs.
Oh my gosh.
And you are not entirely certain what you could do about him, what you could do for him.
Wow. Yeah, it's not good for the tribe. What happened?
There's a lot of kind of conversation kind of going on at once as, you know, kind of everyone is asking this question. You kind of get the general gist that, the reindeer were especially feisty, almost vicious, in attacking the hunters. Many of their spear tips broke or shattered. You kind of eventually get the story out from the party that Wolfang was with that, his spear shattered and he, tried to, he jumped in the way of an angry reindeer, who was about to kill one of the others with his knife and, managed to wound the reindeer, but, the reindeer, got him with the horns and threw him and ran away. And, everyone is kind of, is looking at your four reindeer very appreciatively.
Hopefully we don't incite jealousy and anger, because that seems to be what comes next. I would definitely like to sort of somehow, if I can, diffuse. I know that Ukla is going to sort of try to, Ukla and Tadpole are going to be like, hey, we're awesome. And I'm going to see if I can diffuse that a little bit somehow.
Go right ahead.
That we were lucky that maybe these were the small reindeer. I don't know. Wow. Okay, that's a six.
There's, I mean, it's not like, it's not like the tenor towards you is, towards you and your group is, appreciative and glad that someone managed to get something.
Right? So far, right. Yeah. But eventually it's going to turn. Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool.
It's not our fault though. What is the name of the individual that has a compound fracture again?
Wolfclaw. Wolfang. Okay, yeah. Sorry, Wolfang. The hunt leader.
Is Wolfang conscious?
He is not.
Okay. I would like to say to him, travel well.
Giving him up for dead already. Got it.
No, I just don't see how someone can survive a compound fracture 33,000 years ago.
No, and you are absolutely right. I mean, this is, more than likely this is a fatal wound. It's a question of time.
You mentioned there's nothing we can do for him. I don't know. Is there anybody that in the gang here, the overall group, that might be smarter? Like, is there a doctor in the house?
That's a good question.
Is there a shaman in the group?
That's a good question.
We should get him back to the camp, perhaps.
Can someone at least make him feel better? Is there anything that he can take?
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe some root or something
He's unconscious.
Oh, so there you go. Yeah.
Probably fine.
But I think, I don't want him to come to in agony. Is there any kind of mushroom he can eat or something? I don't know.
You can make a knowledge of medicinal plants test.
Can I do that?
Everyone can do that, okay. Of course.
Can I put the animals down? Because they're getting heavy.
Yes.
I thought you would juggle them.
Now.
Does knowledge work out to be the wisdom thing, too? Like the wisdom of the mammoth for a third, or just no, not in this case?
No, I think you can apply that, Hukla.
Okay.
So I was a slight sidebar here. Someone asked the anthropologist Margaret Mead what she considered to be the first evidence of civilization, and she said a human thigh bone with a healed fracture, because wow. Somebody with that injury had to be taken care of and given food and such, and that's the first sign that there's people taking care of other people. I was just reading it today, and you mentioned that. I was like, oh, wow.
That is interesting.
So maybe he'll walk it off.
Yeah, on the
mushroom question.
Apparently, Ukla, the reason he's been having such a rough time lately is he's been high the whole time, because I got a 14 on my roll.
So yes, both Turok and Ukla, you recognize some moss or mushrooms. Some mushrooms growing under one particular tree that, these. These should numb the pain a bit, right? You can kind of mush him up and stuff him in his mouth or whatever.
I'm looking at my magic of the rhino, and it's to resist curses. I'm beginning to feel a little bad juju around us. And so I don't know if I, and they're talking about plants and that. Can I look for a sign that we're being cursed?
You may absolutely do that.
13.
Wow.
All right. So as Turok and Ukla go out looking for their mushrooms, and the others kind of stand around, binding up their own arms and. Kind of trying to wrap up their wounds and, starting to build a litter to carry Wolffang back. Marla, you kind of, sit yourself up under a tree and, deep breath in, out a few times, kind of close your eyes. You feel the spirit of the animal, of a great black cat sitting next to you, almost curled around you. You can feel the warmth of its thick black fur keeping you warm. You can feel its strength flowing into you. What did we say about you? We said something about you. I gotta go find out. I don't remember what I said. You can feel its strength and its power and its life flowing into you and making you strong.
These seem like all good things. Maybe the problem is the eternal battle between cats and dogs.
What is the likelihood that the group would, being kind of simpler than what we know today, might blame this turn of events on somebody new? Like somebody new joining the group?
Well, you're not new, are you? I don't think you're new to the tribe or anything.
Yeah, I hope not.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, great.
Yeah, you're new. I'm
glad we cleared that up. You're safe.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You were
otherwise.
Yeah, I was starting to get a little nervous.
So we're not going to blame you, but when they start handing out blame to us, you'll be right there with us.
I'll be right there with
there
you.
There we go. Good. So I have thought of something to do when we get back with our... Hall, I wasn't really looking forward to bragging on us when we came in, especially not with Wolffang hurt like he was, but I am getting a little bit nervous because of what happened, and maybe I think I can get out ahead of this thing if I run on ahead to tell the shamans what happened and seem useful that way so that they can be ready when Wolffang comes in.
But aren't there more reindeer to hunt down, too?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that perhaps since we did so well, we should continue hunting, because four reindeer are not going to carry us through.
Right.
You are absolutely correct in that four reindeer will not carry you through. You know, you can't hunt reindeer at night, right? So you'd have to camp out here. You know, the others, you know, are... You know, starting to pick, you know, the ones who built the litter for, you know, for Wolffang are kind of setting off, dragging him back towards camp. You know, some of the other groups will, you know, divvy up and, you know, do a quick field dressing of the four reindeer that you have and, you know, start carrying those back to camp. You know, so if you guys want to stay out and try to hunt some more tomorrow, you're welcome to.
I feel fit, strong, healthy.
Yeah, I feel that we could help the tribe in a real way.
Tadpole wants to hunt more because that's what I'm good at.
All right.
Yeah, Ookla kind of rubs the empty spot in his left part of his mouth where that tooth used to be before you started hunting today. And but he's pretty easily convinced. We can send one of the kids on ahead if we need to, and they're doing their thing. We can get back out there. I'm ready.
Okay. You see the others kind of disappear into the fading sunlight as they are headed back towards camp, leaving the five of you there for the night.
All right. And the reindeer, I guess, typically don't move much by night. I mean, I'm not sure what the...
Typically, that is correct.
Okay.
Although, I don't know. They must be, if they're sleeping, maybe we could get them.
Sounds sneak up on them.
Sounds dangerous at night.
That seems like it would definitely piss off the spirits of the... But it would be a lot of food, so that would be good.
Are we on the right side of the river at this point, or are we back where we started? Seems like, especially from our early experience with rivers and the fact that it's been raining almost nonstop, we might do well to at least put ourselves in there.
No, we're on the right side, right?
Yeah, yeah. The correct side. You do not have to cross the river to get back to the main camp.
Right. And, I mean, is there trees around here? Is this just open, frozen landscape?
It's mostly tundra, open tundra with, you know, some dotted stands of trees.
I mean, maybe we make a little torch and we try to make our way towards them during the night.
But if we make a torch, they're going to smell the smoke.
Yeah.
What would the wolf do? Do wolves hunt at night? Seems like...
Owl by the... Well, do we have a moon?
Nocturnal.
They do.
Yeah, wolves are nocturnal.
Yeah, so maybe that should be our guide.
But I think it's... I mean, as a hunter, I think it's dangerous. I'll do it, but it's definitely more dangerous.
Well...
And no, there is no moonlight, given the thick cloud cover and the constant rain.
Well, maybe that's what decides it for us then. Seems doomed to fail before we start.
Yeah, let's make camp then.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I will make a hut.
Oh, and we need some fire.
Always.
Is there a way we could help them with these rolls? I forgot, because otherwise I think we're just all sitting around chewing the fat, watching them work.
Well, anyone can make the roll.
I rolled an 8.
Just not everyone has the bonus on it.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 5.
Okay.
Today I find wetter wood than normal. It does not go so well.
I have a 9.
Oh.
Fire making or shelter building?
I think that's shelter building with darks.
Okay.
You give us a chance to trade barbs.
So a really good shelter and no fire.
No fire. <Yeah.
laughs> I got an 8.
Great.
No fire.
Yeah.
There we go. Marla has stepped in to assist Turok get the fire going.
I found some dry wood.
Ooh, well, that's going to work. That's great.
How about cold rolls? Cold resistance rolls is the with a +4.
10.
8.
16.
17.
10.
Very nice. Another warm and toasty night passes. Just in a second. Give me just a second. As the night passes, the five of you, you definitely sleep through the night. Very fitfully, however, as you all, have dreams of a very large, muscular black cat with glowing green eyes. You feel it moving around you in the darkness. Empowering you, strengthening you, wanting you to run and hunt and kill. But eventually, morning comes. The dawn breaks.
We will. We will run.
I also want to hunt and kill, yeah.
Yeah.
Rain continues to pour down. Did you all make a tracking kind of test?
12.
7.
7.
11.
Okay. As you wake up in the morning and kind of prepare yourselves and wish that you had some food with you.
Wait, we don't have the supplies.
I have my marking. Everything? Yeah.
What supplies?
Well, at one point, my character sheet says I have 17 food supplies.
17?
17.
4.
Yeah.
We did start off with 4, and I think I went through 3 on the trip to the
river. Started with 4. We didn't start with all of them. Oh, never mind.
We were thinking of being...
Well, maybe I just have 1,
whole party. You took the whole party.
Those were the supplies for the trip to the Flint mining operation.
Okay. So we have no food.
That would have gone back into the general supply, whatever was left over when you got back.
Got it.
What about the expected supplies for the hunt? Because those reindeer skipped by earlier than expected, right?
That is correct. But you didn't. Nothing was brought. The expectation was that, during those couple days where you would have been waiting for the reindeer to show up, you would have hunted some small game and done some foraging there to sustain everyone. So
we
but anyway,
had
as
a few reindeer bits or something, but we didn't.
Yeah. As you wake up and you start looking around you, you see in the kind of the mud, you kind of see where there are some reindeer tracks, but there are also bison tracks.
Oh, interesting.
That's some good eating.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Because five people can carry a bison back.
Well, once we cut it down and, you know, take it off the bone.
Yeah, cut off the head. You don't need the head.
And we'll be able to use its skin across trevar or whatever, however you pronounce that thing, litter to carry all the extra meat across. That'll be good.
I could use its tongue for a new hairbrush.
Yeah.
All right, let's go get one. Back. Come on, let's get one. Let's get five.
Yeah. That would be good
absolutely for
the clan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can certainly, you know, you got some good rolls there. You can certainly follow the bison tracks. It takes you about an hour, but you can come up on a herd of bison. There are a few dozen of them, mostly adults, a few juveniles.
Well, how much
will we go over to the juveniles first?
Yeah, what is the method here? Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some. We're going to know that we can't take.
Pounce.
Yeah, that we can't take too many of them back to the tribe, and we're going to know if the juveniles are good eating, or if you avoid those and get the bigger ones. I just expect us to know more than I know.
right.
So yes, the I mean, even a juvenile bison is still pretty big, right? You know, but an adult bison is an awful lot of food, and you know, so the preference is generally to hunt the adults. Bison hunting is significantly more dangerous than reindeer hunting, because bisons are feisty.
So are we. I'm feeling feisty.
The preference is to hunt the adults because, you know, you get, you know, you're expending nearly the same amount of energy anyway, right? But you're getting a lot more reward for it. You know, so you want the juveniles to be able to grow up into adults so that you can hunt them later. The other benefit, if you can say that, of hunting the adult bison is that the herd won't defend an individual adult bison, but they will absolutely defend a juvenile bison.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense.
You know, I just thought of something, too. With how cold it is, could we expect to be able to freeze the meat kind of overnight, maybe, to make it, you know, easier to transport and everything?
It's not quite freezing cold, no.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's wet cold.
Gotcha.
Not freezing cold.
That would really suck. Raining all day and then below freezing at night.
Mm-hmm.
So bison hunting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick one of them on the edge of the herd. Start to approach. Spears at the ready. And given the time, I think this is actually where we'll call it for this session.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Nice. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, glad to have you, Tadpole.
Thank you.